intelligence type with astrology case study, Natalia. Natalia's ascendant in Purva Falguni defines a radiant, expressive, and relationally attuned personality. This nakshatra brings creative magnetism and a desire to share life's pleasures, while Leo contributes dignity, individuality, and a natural flair for performance or leadership. These qualities suggest strong interpersonal, musical, and aesthetic intelligence. Natalia likely learns and leads through presence, beauty, and emotionally attuned expression. Her psyche is wired to create warmth and connection while seeking a deeper sense of significance in all she does. Her moon in Rohini, Taurus, in the 10th house, intensifies this blend with emotional, naturalist, and visual spatial intelligence, deeply rooted in public roles and career identity. Rohini's sensual, nurturing nature and Taurus's stability give Natalia a magnetic presence in professional life, ideal for roles where beauty, refinement, and emotional attunement are assets. Her career path may involve food, fashion, media, or anything where aesthetic sensibility, emotional awareness, and care influence perception and success. In the 6th house, Natalia hosts a triad of Mars and Rahu in Shravana and Saturn in Uttara Ashada, activating powerful bodily kinesthetic, logical mathematical, and existential intelligence in the realm of daily routines, problem solving, and health. Mars with Rahu sharpens her task-focused and sensory learning. She may thrive in environments requiring rapid decision-making, multitasking, or intense strategy under pressure. Saturn's presence adds structure and discipline, while Shravana lends narrative and symbolic thinking, making her skilled at decoding complex systems or teaching grounded wisdom in high-pressure settings. Her Venus in Dhanishta, Aquarius, in the 7th house, reveals musical, interpersonal, and aesthetic intelligence applied to relationships, partnerships, and shared projects. Dhanishta brings rhythm, leadership, and generosity. Natalia likely values harmony, creativity, and shared progress in her partnerships. She could excel in collaborative design, coaching, or art-based business ventures where balance and refinement are essential. This placement makes her a connector, gifted in creating resonance in both romantic and professional pairings. In the 8th house, Sun and Mercury in Ravati, Pisces, highlight existential, linguistic, and musical intelligence in areas of transformation, research, and deeper knowledge. Ravati adds mysticism, refinement, and visionary compassion. Natalia likely processes life through metaphor, spiritual symbolism, and poetic reflection, suited for roles in healing, education, or conscious communication. Her intelligence is layered. She speaks from soul and listens through vibration, translating complex truths into accessible, emotionally resonant language. Jupiter in Ardra, Gemini, in the 11th house, supports analytical and philosophical intelligence in social systems, long-term goals, and visionary networks. Ardra's sharp, restless drive gives Natalia the ability to restructure ideas, reform ideals, and lead others through phases of crisis or change. Her mind is deeply investigative, ideal for thought leadership, social commentary, innovation, or mentoring, especially where digital platforms or large networks are involved. Finally, Ketu in Ashlesha, Cancer, in the 12th house, deepens her existential and emotional intelligence in hidden, spiritual, or subconscious realms. This placement often grants intuitive healing capacity, insight into emotional undercurrents, and an instinct for transformation through emotional complexity. Natalia may have innate skill in energy healing, depth psychology, or spiritual practice, where her perceptiveness and nonverbal sensitivity can gently unwind the unseen. Overall, Natalia's intelligence profile reveals a synthesis of emotional depth, symbolic language, kinesthetic clarity, and interpersonal magnetism. She learns and teaches through both beauty and truth, guided by empathy and a need to elevate her surroundings. Whether through performance, healing, education, or partnership, her natural intelligences form a web of support, linking head, heart, and spirit in purposeful expression. Career based on intelligence for Natalia. Natalia's Leo ascendant in Purva Falguni frames a career built on creative visibility, aesthetic command, and emotionally intelligent connection. This nakshatra combines artistic flair with relational grace, pointing her toward professions that blend beauty, expression, and soul-aligned leadership. With dominant intelligences in the interpersonal, musical, aesthetic, emotional, and existential realms, Natalia is uniquely suited to roles where image, story, rhythm, and deep emotional tone intersect, especially in service of healing, transformation, or cultural refinement. Her Moon in Rohini, in the 10th house of career, brings naturalist and visual spatial intelligence into the public sphere. Rohini, one of the most sensual and creative nakshatras, equips her with the ability to shape environments, experiences, or messages that comfort and inspire. Natalia is likely to thrive in professions involving design, wellness branding, media arts, or holistic beauty, especially where she can infuse emotional richness into structure and elegance into function. The sixth house triad, Mars and Rahu in Shravana and Saturn in Uttara Ashada, energizes her with bodily kinesthetic, narrative, and systemic intelligence for daily execution and problem solving. Natalia excels in demanding work environments, project-based roles, or movement-oriented professions that call for discipline and emotional clarity. This setup supports careers in wellness strategy, somatic coaching, ethical systems building, or content creation with a structured, emotionally intelligent voice. Her rhythm is both assertive and wise, capable of action and restraint when needed. Venus in Dhanishta in the seventh house gives her charisma in partnerships and collaboration, blending musical and interpersonal intelligence with a flair for public-facing leadership. She may shine in careers involving event coordination, high-end consulting, collaborative design, or media-based diplomacy, where rhythm, timing, and aesthetic presence are central. Dhanishta also suggests she works best when part of a dynamic team or performance duo, creating harmony while leading with confidence. In the eighth house, Sun and Mercury in Ravati provide depth and existential and linguistic intelligence, guiding her toward transformative professions where healing, symbolism, or narrative mastery are vital. This supports work in therapeutic writing, spiritual education, intuitive coaching, or metaphysical storytelling, especially where she helps others navigate change or reconcile emotional complexity through refined communication. Ravati's influence ensures her voice carries compassion, structure, and soul-based clarity. Jupiter in Ardra in the 11th house lends analytical and philosophical intelligence to her role within social systems and collective goals. Ardra adds bold reformative energy, making Natalia well-suited to visionary leadership, conscious entrepreneurship, or digital activism, particularly where trauma, renewal, or emotional truth are central themes. She likely influences networks not just through content, but through emotional resonance and strategic clarity. Ketu in Ashlesha in the 12th house gives her a hidden gift for emotional unraveling and energetic discernment. Ideal for roles in energy work, dream guidance, emotional detox practices, or behind-the-scenes creative production. She learns from what's unspoken, felt, and symbolic, making her an asset in spaces that require subtle transformation and compassionate retreat. Altogether, Natalia is here to move, beautify, and transform, using her intelligence to elevate both people and systems with grace, emotion, and truth. Her most aligned careers are those that allow her to weave art with healing, structure with soul, and expression with impact, whether through words, movement, rhythm, or emotional design. Her presence carries clarity and magnetism, and her purpose is not just to succeed, but to soften, elevate, and lead through resonance.